And we didn't have any field. We were playing a team from over here. And this place we call the field, we had goals and had it marked off. It was right beside the street. And his house is across the street, you know. Kids get out there and play. And they'd carried some three-cornered sticks of wood out there. Well, on the kickoff, they kicked that ball to me, just, you know, come right straight to me. And I grabbed the thing, started up the sideline. Old boy tackled me, and when he twisted me, I fell and right across there, hit one of those three-cornered sticks of wood right on the I couldn't move. And so they got a cane bottom chair out there, worked it in under me. And four of them carried me to the doctor's office. He worked with me there a while. Started taping me. I either had to stand up or lay down. I couldn't sit in. Taped me plumb up to right under my arms, you know. And I wore that thing from the time that I got hurt until June the next year. Walked around with my head on the sideways because that Mac Bowles back then, you know, he had, the doctor had worked with me on that until it had turned the nerves loose and gave me back feeling. About every 6 years, well, I'd have trouble with that. And I'd go to a chiropractor. I'd go for another 6 years, you know. In 62, well, in 61, it started hurting my hip. I went to Broken Bow to a chiropractor. And I just kept getting worse. Yeah. I made 51 trips over there.
Yeah, that's great.
Next week, well, I was paralyzed. I couldn't go. Yeah. So a doctor down here made an appointment in Little Rock with Dr. Padberg. That was last of January in 62. They took me up there and he operated on my sciatic nerves that had five sections that tore up. He said what happened in that first section, that first hole break had worked until it started cutting the nerves, you know. When it did, well, it caused so much pain that those other three tore. He tied those nerves back together, put them back together, put in two plastic discs, and fused all five of them together, you know.
You look like you're doing real well.
I'm doing real good. Of course, he told me not to ever pick up anything heavier than a pencil. I said, well, doctor, you can't live like that.